From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. The White House is painting a dire picture for every region in the nation, especially South Florida, if action is not taken to combat climate change. But Matt Laszlo reports from Washington that some of the state's Republican lawmakers still aren't buying it.
Things won't be pretty in South Florida if the latest White House climate assessment is right. You can expect intensified storms and a sea that will keep steadily encroaching on your way of life, slowly nipping away at that shore your toes used to trust. Julian Boggs of Environment America says the White House report paints a full picture of a nation rapidly changing due to rising temperatures.
These are things that folks are experiencing every day. And the National Climate Assessment is also unique not only in the specificity of the impacts, but it's unique in that it shows region by region how folks are experiencing this.
But those predictions are being brushed aside by some Florida policymakers here in the nation's capital. The state's junior senator, Marco Rubio, drew an uproar in the media for claiming to be skeptical that climate change is man-made. The rumored GOP presidential contender then walked that statement back at the National Press Club.
Of course the climate is changing, because the climate is always changing, and that's a measurable that you can see. There is climate change. The issue is not whether the climate is changing, as it always is changing. The issue is whether there is legislative proposals before us that could do anything about it.
Rubio says he supports local efforts to mitigate sea level rise, but he says he opposes national efforts to cool the climate.
Half of the new emissions on the planet are coming from developing countries, and half of that is coming from one country, China, that isn't going to follow whatever laws we pass.
Boggs says Rubio ought to open his eyes.
Well, I mean, Senator Rubio, Florida is really ground zero when it comes to climate impacts. Sea level rise is impacting how municipalities deal with all sorts of infrastructure.
Rubio isn't alone with his climate skepticism. South Florida Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton says the White House report isn't convincing.
We've heard these kinds of the sky is falling stories, and so I think people remain fairly skeptical about the causes of global warming, and the solutions are pretty costly. And I think the administration should spend its time and money on very urgent, pressing things that impact everyday Americans in the here and now.
South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Lois Frankel says scientific arguments just won't work on some lawmakers.
Put your head in the sand, but the fact of the matter is the sand isn't going to be there that long, because South Florida is going to have a huge change with the rise in the sea levels in the next at least 30 years, or probably even sooner.
The White House has given up on trying to convince lawmakers like Rubio and Ross-Leighton that climate change is real, happening, and bringing devastating consequences with it, like sea level rise. That's why the Obama administration is moving forward with a new EPA rule that will drastically curb carbon emissions from new power plants.
Well, the answer is to stop the heating up of the planet.
While many Republicans accuse the White House of usurping Congress with its new EPA rule, Nelson says there's really no other option.
But if we don't do anything, then we've got to face the consequences. Saltwater intrusion into our drinking water. You got to replumb all of your flood control because it flows by gravity. And if sea level is another foot higher, it can't flow out to the sea because gravity won't take it.
In the coming weeks, the EPA will unleash its new carbon rule, and that's expected to raise the temperature on Capitol Hill, at least when it comes to some Florida Republicans. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.